sonam si chola phese sanje jiva shu chedan soje chonala chanche vada dane chapse che tage jen soje be sonam si chola phese sanje jiva shu Soje chonan la chanchi vada dhani chapsu chi Dagi chin su jibi sunam chi Trala pinshi sanji dhribarju Chi jin me to chan rira lin xin yin di din vada Sanji xin di mi di buwa ye Drugin nan la jin la jibarju Sambadan lo ye jida jida wa chichun di mon ti ba yi chichi ko lo ko du su
At this present time, we have a precious human body which is endowed with the 10 opportunities and the 8 freedoms for practice. And if we use the human body to practice virtuous and positive actions as much as possible, and to give up the negatives and unwholesome actions as much as possible, then we will give our human body a meaningful existence. The Buddha has given 3 different kinds of ordination in order for us to practice in as positive a way as possible. The external ordination of individuals, which individuals take, the inner ordination of the bodhisattva vows, and the secret ordination of the Vajrayana way.
Mm-hmm.
The external ordination, which is for the purpose of freeing the individual from samsara, consists of the different levels of ordination, such as Genyen, Getsul, and Gelong, which are the vows of ordained lay people, novice monks, and fully ordained monks, and also these Nyene vows, which the eight precepts vows, which we've taken at this time. The main factor in these vows is that the vows pertain to the body and to the speech. However, the mind is the main source of all negative action and all harmful action, and so the body and the speech act in accordance with the mind's thoughts. And so, if one gives up the three negative actions of the body, killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct, then this allows the So if you give up the three negative actions of the body, killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct, then this means that the mind does not become involved in many negative activities and does not create negative karma. And with the speech, giving up lying cuts off many negative activities of speech. And if you give up intoxicants and drinking wine and spirits, then this also prevents many negative activities, because becoming drunk produces negative activities. There was a bhikshu who lived in India and who once went out on his begging rounds and was invited into the house of two women. I'm sorry, into the house of a woman. And when he went into the woman's house, the woman said to him, "There are three things in this house. There is a goat, there is myself, and there is some beer. And whatever you do, you must either kill the goat, have sex with me, or drink the beer." And so the bhikshu thought to himself, "If I have sex with a woman, I'll break my vow. If I kill the goat, then I commit a great negative action in killing and break the vow. And if I drink the beer, then this also it produces negative karma." But he then thought about the three things and decided what to do. So the bhikshu decided to drink the beer. He thought this was the lesser of the three evils, that he would not have sex with a woman and he would not kill the goat. So he told her, "I'll drink the beer." So then he drank the beer, and once he had drunk it, he had sex with the woman and then killed the goat. And so after his drunkenness had worn off, he discovered that he had committed all three of the negative actions. So this is the reason that one gives up intoxicants. In keeping this vow, there are many harmful effects from drinking spirits and so on. And so the taking of external vows, like a novice monk and fully ordained monk, and these eight precept vows, are a means by which we can prevent different kinds of negative activities. And then the bodhisattva vows are internal vows which pertain to the mind, and the vows are broken if one has a great deal of anger and aggression and aversion. So the meaning of bodhisattva vows is essentially to maintain a helpful attitude to beings and to try and have loving kindness and compassion for them. The Vajrayana vows consist of transforming impurity to purity. And this is done through the three practices of transforming the impurity of body to the pure form of the deity, of the deity's form, of transforming all impure sound into the sound of the mantra, pure sound, and of transforming all impure thought, all thought which arises, into the emptiness of awareness, which is the Mahamudra state. This is called the secret mantrayana, and it's called secret because if a person is not one who is fortunate and who has enough merit, then he will not believe these teachings to be efficient. A person who has doubts will think that it's not possible to really attain a pure state through simply meditating with the mind on the pure form of the deity, the pure sound of the mantra, and the pure state of mind. But it is possible to attain these states because the mind is very powerful, and whatever it thinks of doing, it can do. There was an old lady who once lived in India, in Benares. And everyone in her area was very unkind to her and did many bad things to her. The reason for that was that she had no family, no sons and no daughters, and she was all alone. In this village in which she lived was situated in a forest or a jungle, and there was a tiger there of which everyone was very afraid. And the old woman knew a little about the teachings of the Dharma, and she knew that everything which arose arose from the mind itself. And so the old woman then meditated that she herself was the tiger, and she perpetually made this meditation, I am the tiger. And on one occasion, after meditating, she really did turn into a tiger. And And due to their fear of the tiger, all the people who had been harming her and been unkind to her went away to another place. And so in this way, whatever the mind really wishes to attain, it can attain, it can transform itself in this way. And so we have the mind has the impure and pure aspects in it, and the pure aspect is the essence of the deity itself. And there also are really in existence emanations of the deities who come from all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas out of the compassion and for the benefit of all beings. So due to the real existence of the emanations of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas together with the pure aspect of the mind which is in existence, one can really purify the mind and perfect it. So it's very important to understand something about the three kinds of vows, the individual vows, external vows, the bodhisattva internal vows, and the secret vows of the Vajrayana. And during this retreat, people will be taking the ordination of the eight precepts and the ten vows daily, not for a long time, just for a short period, but this will it will block many negative activities. And so if you keep the vows which you take, then it And so if you keep the vows, it is easy to practice in a positive way, and it also strengthens your positive actions. In addition, it makes it easy for you to practice meditation of Shinne and Latong.
Then
And so we don't have such a long time here, only 5 or so days, and it won't be possible for people to perfect their meditation practice during this time, but it will form a good foundation for people later on to make their own practice and to progress well. When we practice Shinne meditation, it's necessary to obstruct all thoughts. One obstructs the thoughts by not following previous thoughts which have arisen and by not letting new ones arise. One simply remains concentrated one-pointedly on the object of concentration. And so today we'll practice again the Shinne meditation, which Rinpoche gave the instructions for yesterday. And yesterday we didn't meditate for such a long time. Today the period will be lengthened a little. So first of all, it's necessary to take refuge, and you meditate that in front of you in the sky are really present the three jewels and the three roots, the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, Lama, Yidam, Dakinis and protectors, and you think of them as embodying the great blessing and compassion. And so you first of all take refuge and you pray that you will be protected against all fear and suffering from now until the time when you reach enlightenment. And most particularly, you pray to be protected against the fears and sufferings of samsara. Kalden lama dhamma namla chapsu chiu yedam chukor chi laso namla chapsu chiu sanje chomden de namla chapsu chiu dhamme chi namla chapsu. Yes, it's in the divine.
Lama Dhamma Nam La Chatsu Chu Yedan Choko Chi La Su Nam La Chatsu Chu Sanje Chung Nende Nam La Chatsu Chu Dami Chi Nam La Chatsu Chu
This is the taking of refuge in the three jewels and the three roots. And in taking refuge in them, they have the ability to protect you. The three jewels and the three roots don't have the ability through their compassion for all sentient beings to liberate them immediately, because it is necessary for beings to have faith in them before they can make a connection through which they can benefit them. To give an example, a house which has all the doors and windows blocked will not be able to allow in sunlight, even though the sun is shining in the sky. And in the same way, one with no faith will never be able to receive the blessing and the compassion of the three jewels. When the doors and windows of a house are opened, then the light can come into the house and the house can become warm. In the same way, if we beings have faith in the three jewels, then the blessing and compassion will be received. Some people think that the three jewels, it is difficult to take refuge in external objects as the three jewels if they're considered to be external. They think it's easier to take refuge in their own minds. Perfect enlightened mind The perfect enlightened mind is the Buddha, but at the present time we don't have the ability to realize this. And so if we don't realize this, then it's not possible for the mind to take refuge in the mind. So the Buddha, the perfect enlightened state of mind, which is the Buddha, does exist, and so we have to take refuge in the external form of the Buddha at the present time. So if we take the external refuge of the three jewels, then we can progress individually on the path and eventually reach enlightenment ourselves. There is a story about a man who was crippled and whose legs were permanently bent, and he always slept in a box. He didn't know the teachings of the Dharma very well, but he had faith in the three jewels and constantly prayed and took refuge. One night some thieves came to his house and stole the box in which he was sleeping. And they lifted the box up and found that it was very heavy and thought that there must be some precious stones and gems in the box, and so they carried it off. And the man in the box became very frightened, and he began to pray to the three jewels to help him. He wondered what was going to happen. Perhaps he was going to be killed, and he couldn't speak with fear.
Jimba
They had hadn't gone very. They had gone quite a long way when the man inside the box became so frightened that he wet himself, and the urine dripped down through the box onto the heads of the thieves underneath. And the thieves then arrived at a river in which there was a bridge, and they thought, this is funny, there's a lot of water coming out of this box, what can it be inside? So one of the thieves said, well, tonight there is a moon shining in the sky, and the beams of the moon are shining on one precious stone, which is probably in the box, and this stone, when it receives moonbeams, gives out water, and this is probably the water coming from the precious stones. And so the other thief thought, this is probably true, let's open the box and see these beautiful precious stones. And so they put the box down to open it. So when they opened the box up, they found this crippled man inside, and all got so frightened that they ran away. And so, because of the man's prayers and saying refuge, he was saved from being killed by the thieves. And also the place where the box had been opened at the side of the river was a place where there were many ghosts of previous people who had been killed in that area. And also on the strength of his refuge prayers, all the ghosts ran away, and so he was completely safe. So he was not killed by the thieves, and he was not harmed by the ghosts, all due to the power of the refuge prayer.
Then 经常做法子，真的，我包不是的，过了，现在把牙膏子涂上，真的可干一点子，现在牙膏子，真的可现在牙膏子，就这种嘛，做大点的可踏实。
There's another story about a woman who was in a small boat in a river, and the boat capsized, and she fell into the water, and she immediately began praying to Dharma and taking refuge, and she found that she was not sinking in the water, but was floating on her back, and after a few moments, a piece of wood came at the nape of her neck, and she rested her head back on it, and she wondered what this could be that had come, and she put her hands back, and it was a log of wood, and she held on to it and kept praying, and eventually she was saved.